The Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Okay, so the Daily Dust this morning does include some info that you know a little bit about. Elton John revealed has essentially lost his sight due to an eye infection earlier this year. Well, on Sunday, he complimented a charity performance of The Devil Wears Prada, the musical, which he scored.
I haven't been able to come to many of the previews because, as you know, I've lost my eyesight, so it's hard for me to see it, but I love to hear it. And boy, it's sounding good tonight, okay?
That's really nice when Elton John compliments your performance. Danny Pintaro from Who's the Boss, the little, you know, boy, the annoying little boy. He had a scooter accident on Thursday. 2 days later, he was having emergency surgery due to an infection caused by a tear in his stomach. He's still recovering. Y'all, scooters are dangerous. Snoop Dogg recently shared on the Jennifer Hudson Show the most over-the-top thing that he gifted his daughter, Corey Broaddus.
You know what? It's the truth, but the only thing about this gift, she never got to open it, or she haven't opened it yet. It was $1 million for her wedding.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg, over the top, of course. And speaking of rappers, LL Cool J was at the forefront of a lot of hip-hop trends. But is he the greatest?
You know, I'm going to say this with humbly, but I really mean this. I think one day people are going to wake up and realize that LL Cool J is the most important rapper that ever existed. Like, I mean, I could go on and on and on.
Oh, he did. But he says he doesn't consider himself the greatest because that's subjective. Now, if this matters to you, the Swift and Kelce family spent Thanksgiving together. What? I like them. On 60 Minutes, Kate Winslet opened up about the body shaming she faced early in her career, especially after Titanic. She kind of became emotional while talking about confronting one of the reporters, telling them she hoped they're hurt. Comments would haunt them.
Did you ever get face to face with any of those people?
I did get face to face.
What did you say?
I let them have it. I said, I hope this haunts you. It was a great moment.
Oh, that makes me a little emotional. Is Tom Cruise about to make his first legit horror movie? Wait, Interview with a Vampire wasn't? And that one with the little girl from... The little blonde girl, that wasn't a horror movie. He's been in horror movies. I don't know what they're talking about. Gene Simmons, has dropped a music video for his rendition of the 1933 classic Stormy Weather, featured in the Reagan biopic.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
No, I just can't. No, thank you. Where's my record scratch? I can't with Gene Simmons. And a dirt alert. Oh, yeah. It's equally as annoying. David Lee Roth dancing and singing alone to a recorded track of Van Halen.
Oh, Panama. Panama. Oh. Panama. Panama.
I can't unsee that, people. This is how much I do for you. And that's The Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go and B104.3. Do I even say you're welcome? How about I'm sorry?